The politics of challenge. Equal sign. The politics of change. The most consequential political presidential season of modern American history is afoot. And within days, the direction of the empire will be set into electoral stone. The choices presented to the voting populace is one that could hardly be less appetizing. The spoiled billionaire brat, Donald J. Trump, versus Her Highness Hillary Rodham, although she doesn't use her maiden name these days, Clinton. And the race is, in a numerical sense, inches apart. That this is so, that an outrageous political novice could be within striking distance of Clinton, a political figure in her own right as former First Lady, wife, partner of past President William Jefferson Clinton, Secretary of State under President Barack Obama, and former U.S. Senator from New York, is a rather telling tale of her political woes and weaknesses. Imagine where Bernie Sanders would be head-to-head against Trump. It is also a sobering reflection of how rejectionist is the U.S. electorate, and how hungry they are for change. Any change. Bernie, anyone? And yet, the die is cast. The clock ticks away. And the fate of the empire is likely to be determined by the swing votes. Not of any state, particularly, but by the voting choices determined by the black vote, that nebulous, numerous variable that can set the scene of this political tragicomedy. With that kind of power, that strategic leverage, what are blacks demanding? What promises have they exacted from either major political choice? The answer is as sad as it is almost inevitable. Nothing. So beaten, so battered, so desperate are black lives in this aging empire, so hungry are they for simple recognition that millions will vote, and mostly for Hillary, in hope, with promises of nothing. Nothing. How can we be surprised when that is precisely what we will get? Power, said the great Frederick Douglass, concedes nothing without demand. What have black politicians, black preachers, black feminists demanded? A repeal of AEDPA, AEDPA, the law that suspended and truncated habeas corpus? A 50% reduction of mass incarceration? An end to the police industrial complex? What? The only voices that emerged from the black and youth community that dared criticize Her Highness and the political poison personified by her husband, President Clinton, has been Black Lives Matter. But among the insiders, the politicians, nothing. So black Americans, who have the most to lose among all Americans, hang on to hope. And little else. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.